AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The first day of Donald Trump's hush money trials ended with an initial jury selection process that saw dozens excused after saying they could not be fair or impartial. None have been seated. Meantime, the stock price for Trump Media is sliding.
As Donald Trump appeared in a New York City courtroom, shares of Trump Media and Technology Group fell 18% to $26.61. That's about a third of last month's peak price. Analysts say the drop is likely in part due to waning enthusiasm and because the company filed documents that opened the door for the future sale of millions of its shares. But experts are quick to note Trump, his son Donald Jr., and the company CEO former lawmaker Devin Nunes are not allowed to sell their holdings for about 5 months. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Norman Hall has the latest from the Supreme Court.
Reversing lower courts, the Supreme Court is allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on gender-affirming care for transgender youth while lawsuits over the law proceed. The 2023 law subjects physicians to up to 10 years in prison if they provide hormones, puberty blockers, or other gender-affirming care to people under age 18. Opponents of the law have said it will likely increase suicide rates among teens. The law's backers have said it is necessary to protect children from medical or surgical treatments for gender dysphoria. Gender-affirming care for youth is supported by every major medical organization. Norman Hall, Washington.
The Israeli military's renewed warnings for Palestinians not to return to northern Gaza. This after witnesses say 5 people were killed when Israeli troops opened fire as throngs tried to walk back to their homes. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators have been blocking freeways and bridges in Illinois, California, New York, and Oregon today. And the weapons supervisor on the movie Rust has been sentenced to 18 months in prison in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. This is AP News. A very early start for Major League Baseball today, in Boston, of course, where the Guardians did all the scoring. Gethin Coolbaugh has a recap.
The Cleveland Guardians bats were late risers in a 6-0 victory over the Red Sox in Boston's annual 11:10 a.m. morning Patriots Day game. Cleveland was held in check through 6 innings before scoring 2 in the 7th, 2 in the 8th, and 2 in the 9th. Will Brennan's pinch-hit 2-run homer in the 7th inning opened the scoring. Guardians starter Xavion Curry tossed 5 scoreless 2-hit innings.
I kind of like pitching during the day, you know, because I can just wake up and I'm just right at it, you know. I don't have to let my mind kind of ponder on how the game's going to go, you know. I could just wake up and get to it.
Boston starter Cutter Crawford logged 5 2/3 scoreless innings with 6 punch-outs. The Guardians have won 2 straight and 3 of 5, while the Red Sox fell for the 6th time in 9 games. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
In the WNBA draft getting underway shortly, the Indiana Fever expected to select Caitlin Clark first. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.